AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A notable civil rights leader has died.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson, who led the civil rights movement for decades after MLK, has died at 84. Jackson was a protege of Reverend Martin Luther King and became a leader of the civil rights movement for decades after King's assassination in 1968. A two-time presidential candidate, Jackson led a lifetime of political crusades. He advocated for the poor and underrepresented on issues from voting rights and job opportunities to education and health care. Jackson spoke at a Milwaukee rally in January 2015.
Dr. King would be so proud of you today.
Yes.
Here you stand in the cold, multiracial, multicultural, employed, unemployed, because justice transcends race.
His family confirmed he died Tuesday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Authorities say six backcountry skiers have been found alive and 10 others are missing after an avalanche in Northern California. Search and rescue crews were dispatched to the Castle Peak area northwest of Lake Tahoe after someone called 911 to report an avalanche with people buried. A federal judge says ICE cannot re-detain a Salvadorian national whose case has become a focal point in the immigration debate.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia has lived in Maryland for years after coming to the U.S. illegally as a teen. He was mistakenly deported to his home country last year, and since his return in June, the Homeland Security Department's been trying to send him to a series of African countries. But the judge in Maryland says a 90-day detention period has expired, and the government has no viable plan for deporting Abrego Garcia. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on an association between Jeffrey Epstein and a Hyatt CEO.
Thomas Pritzker will retire as the executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels after details of his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein were revealed in documents related to the investigation of ties the notorious sex trafficker had to the elite and powerful. In a statement, Pritzker said he deeply regrets his association with Epstein and his convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. Emails between Pritzker and Epstein are in a cache of documents released by the DOJ. This comes days after the Dubai government announced a new chairman for logistics company DP World, replacing the outgoing head, Sultan Ahmed bin Salem, who was also named in the Epstein documents. I'm Julie Walker.
A person familiar with the situation tells the AP that Tony Clark has resigned as head of the Major League Baseball Players Association. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.